Like all of our other quiet minds, we make a commitment to be gentle with ourselves. And in this quiet mind, we make a commitment to ourselves to not do anything that is painful. We work only to the gentle limits of what our body is comfortable with, because whoever said no pain, no gain, they were seriously mistaken. Whatever hurts or stuck spots there are will change and release through repeating this audio, so it's unnecessary and indeed unproductive to push yourself. Unproductive is such a gentle word, and it's not strong enough. Pushing into pain or even into discomfort will actually get in your way and stop the good stuff from happening. Everything about my work is about doing it easy. So right now, please, right now, take a moment to make a commitment to yourself to do this the easy way. And contact me if you need any extra help with this. Check for any feelings that something is not quite right. Commit to noticing any feelings of not quite right and back off. Relax, listen to my voice, and just continue to relax for the rest of the audio. This audio is designed to repeat as many times as you need until you're happy with the flexion of your pelvis. So you don't need to try and rush this. So take yourself into that place of inner awareness, listening inside yourself. And deepen that feeling of listening inside by making the soft eyes and noticing everything about your breathing and what parts of your body move as you breathe. And track your breath as it moves deeper towards your lungs. Some of you trigger that feeling of listening inside more easily by listening to your heartbeat. So listen for your heartbeat. And if you can't quite hear it, then make soft eyes and imagine that you can. And some of you will trigger that feeling of listening inside more easily by noticing the energy inside your body. Feeling the tiny sensations, sometimes the big sensations, the prickles of energy or the ebb and flow through certain parts of your body, the movement of energy around your body. So notice that energy now. This is the physical feelings of energy moving around your body. And if you aren't noticing anything at the moment, then just imagine that you can. Now here's an important new addition to your inner awareness. I ground myself even better and deeper by deliberately reaching my attention into the earth and out into the beautiful energy of all that is. You can do that now. Reach out with all your attention. Reach out with all your gentle attention down into the earth. And then expand your attention into everything around you. And for those of you who are religious, connecting to God like this is a beautiful thing to do. And if you're not, then connecting to something beautiful that is bigger than us is a beautiful thing to do too. Notice the deeper sense of inner awareness that happens as you reach out into the earth and expand your awareness out into everything around you. And notice everything about that deeper sense of inner awareness. And take a moment to enjoy that feeling. Now allow your inner awareness to take you into your effortlessly powerful riding posture. Let your inner awareness take you into that posture rather than using your mind to get there. Just let your body go into that right place. Then take up brain contact by pushing the backs of your fingers against the chair in front of you and check for the flexion in your pelvis and spine when you push on the chair. And just notice what that feels like right now. Feel how the flexion of your pelvis and spine actually tightens up those core muscles as you push on the back of the chair. Feel into your sitting bones and notice what they feel like. Don't move them, just notice them. Are they even? Do you feel the same pressure on both in the same place and in the same way? And when I did this for the first few times, I noticed that one of my legs was sitting slightly forward of the other. And as I've released my pelvis, my legs are now even. So look down and check the position of your legs now. And if you're set up with reins and with a horse like our magic, our 44-gallon drum on four legs, our magic in the hayshed, then you could do these exercises with reins. Or for this first exercise, you could just gently rest your hands on top of your thighs. If you're using reins, then pick them up in two hands. Take a firm feel on the reins and explore the flexion of your pelvis and the lower part of your spine as you slide your tailbone closer to the ground and then back up a little bit and then closer to the ground and then back up a little bit. And if you have reins in your hands, feel what the reins feel like to flex your spine and pelvis like this. And if you can't feel much flexion of your spine and pelvis yet, no worries. Make soft eyes and, still listening deeply inside, allow your body to slide gently into a position that will give you some flexion of your spine and pelvis. Don't worry, the work that we're doing today will increase that flexibility. Don't be afraid to shorten your stirrups or simulate shortening your stirrups to get this spinal flexion happening first. When you've released some blockages, you can lengthen the stirrups again. Remember where your hip joints are. They're down deep in your groin where the thigh meets the pelvis. Now, still listening inside yourself, just imagine that your hip joints are softening and opening wider. Make your soft eyes. There is to be no pushing, not even in the imagination. If you're feeling tension in your muscles, then you're pushing in your imagination. So just back off and softly and gently imagine that your hip joints are softening and opening wider. Now, take a big releasing breath as you imagine your hip joints softening and opening to spread your legs wider and more comfortably around your horse, remembering all the time that this is about releasing gently. Notice the movement of energy in your body. Pay gentle attention to anything that changes, remembering your commitment to yourself to do this easily. And notice the changes that happen as you imagine your hip joints softening and opening around your horse. And if there's any tension in those hip joints, then just notice that tension. Don't try and fix it. It's not there for fixing. Just make soft eyes and smile gently as you breathe deeply and evenly and wait for the message from your body. And if you feel any pain or tension that you just can't release on the imagine, then bring your legs a little closer together on purpose. Find a comfort zone to relax in, and then you can have another go later. Hit the pause button if you need more time here and come back to me when you're ready for the next step, even if that's tomorrow. Now, here's the next step. Still listening inside, imagine that your pelvis was flexing deeper into the saddle. Imagine that your tailbone was sliding closer to the ground. And notice everything about how that feels. Notice the movement of energy through your body. Notice the way that you're breathing. Notice everything about how that feels. Now flex your pelvis by physically sliding your tailbone closer to the ground and feel for any blockages or stiffnesses or stuck spots or tensions there as you do that. And if you find one, melt off it a tiny bit, come a little bit away from it, and just sit there for a while, noticing with soft eyes, noticing everything about how that feels. As you breathe deeply and evenly and wait for the message from your body. If you find yourself trying to fix it, soften your eyes. You're not fixing it, you're understanding it. Hit the pause button if you need more time here and come back to me when you're ready to go on, even if that's tomorrow. Now here's the next bit. Still listening deeply inside, very, very slowly rotate all your eyes for a rotation, for a turn to the left. And probably for most of you, slower than that even. Make sure that your real eyes don't turn any more than the eyes that you've put on the front of your shoulders and your hips and your knees. And as you rotate all of those eyes on your body to look where you want to go, notice the block that you run into on the chair or the saddle. And that block will be the first bit of tension that you feel as you rotate for your turn. Now, notice everything about how your body feels as you push through that block slowly. Force your way through that block. And notice what happens to your muscles. Notice the tensions and the feelings that you experience as you force your way through this block. Does that feel like some kind of not quite right for you? Come back to facing straight ahead. Now this time, ever so slowly that I couldn't even see you move if I was watching you, start your rotation to the left and stop at the block. And as soon as you feel it, move a long way away from it. Maybe even go back to looking straight ahead. And notice what it feels like to do that. That's interesting, isn't it? It doesn't feel so bad, but it doesn't feel good either. And I guess that's because it doesn't solve anything so well to just back away and not do anything about that blockage. Now this time, very, very slowly again, so slowly I couldn't see you move. With a gentle thought, feel your way ever so slowly as you rotate to the left again. Find the edge of that block, find the first tension that says you're at the edge of the block. And just imagine that you are melting off that blockage. Maybe with just a thought or a breath. Just like the meet and melt that you learn to do with the lead rope. And wait there in that melting place. And notice everything that's happening in your body while you're in that melting place. Hold that space for you and your horse and understand and melt whatever that blockage is. Soften your eyes. The message is perfect. This is for understanding, not changing. Don't try to change anything. Just notice everything that happens as you're in that melt-off place. Notice what happens for you, and notice what happens for your horse. And enjoy the energy of the change. Hit the pause button when you need more time for this and come back to me when you're ready. Oh wow, that's big. Did you feel the energy running through your body? Now, are you looking straight ahead again now? So now turn all your eyes again, very, very slowly, so slowly I couldn't even see you move, and notice where that block is now. Are you rotating around further than before to find the blockage? The magical thing that's going to happen here is that eventually, even in the chair, there will be no feeling of blockage at all. Even the chair is going to imagine that it was turning around. It's an amazing feeling. Imagine what it's going to be like when you're on your real horse, when that is how you'll meet a block from your real horse. You'll meet it with your whole body, and you'll melt off the feeling of that block or resistance, allowing the time and allowing the room for the healing and releasing to happen. I am moved by that thought. Until there is no blockage, just two beings moving together as one, melded together as one being. And just take a moment now with me to dwell on the wonder of that. And when you're happy with doing it to the left, you can do it to the right. I did these exercises until there was no blockage anymore, until my pelvis was flexing smoothly and easily, until I could pick up the reins on magic and feel a smooth flex of my pelvis and spine as I took up pressure on the reins. And some of the insights that came to me when releasing a blockage were for me and had nothing whatsoever to do with horses. And sometimes the insight was about my horse. And I remember some very happy tears too. So repeat this lesson as often as you need, until your pelvis is flexing smoothly and easily too, until you can feel a smooth flexion of your spine and pelvis as you take up a firm contact in the back of your chair or on the reins of your simulated horse and then on the reins of your real horse. And I'll see you in the next lesson to take this concept just a little bit further.